Halo?
Tak, słucham.
Proszę pani, pani tam podobno ma jakieś trudności z Hemingwayem, tak?
Proszę pana, więc jak ja w czasie dyktowania jej rozmowy,
tak,
ona mi powiedziała, nigdy w życiu nie słyszałam o takiej miejscowości.
Tak.
Ale potem zaczęła sprawdzać.
Tak.
Tam mają prawdopodobnie jakieś spisy i po jakichś kilku minutach powiedziała mi, taka miejscowość nie istnieje, zły adres.
Proszę pani, to jest bardzo możliwe, że to nie jest miejscowość jakaś większa, ani miasteczko nawet, tylko że to jest, powiedzmy, nazwa majątku Hemingwaya. W każdym razie niewątpliwie, gdyby to, że tak powiem, powiedzieć na Kubę, to Kuba by na pewno wiedziała.
I to ona się, ja ją zapytam, czy ona kontaktowała się z Kubą i dam panu jeszcze wiadomość.
To jest, wie pani, to może być jakaś maleńka wioska, to może być jakaś farma to jego, czy coś takiego.
Bardzo... No, to może być nazwa domu po prostu.
Może być nawet nazwa domu.
Tak nam podało, proszę pani, godzinę temu tak nam podało Centralne Biuro Informacji w Paryżu. Wiadomości literackich. Jak
a
pani widzi...
w takim razie miejscowość musiała być, to stan jest Paola, tak?
Coś takiego, w stan, prowincja, nie wiem, wie pani, w każdym kraju to się inaczej nazywa. Powiat. A wie pani, jak pani widzi, podali nam tam z Paryża dwie informacje. Jeden adres Remarka, który okazał się momentalnie słuszny,
tak,
nieprawdaż? I drugi Hemingwaya, więc nie sądzę, żeby oni Hemingwaya wzięli z powietrza.
Ja rozumiem, tylko pan rozumie, że w Nowym Jorku jest znacznie łatwiej znaleźć człowieka niż w jakimś San Paolo, w jakiejś majątek, powiedzmy, malutki.
Ale ja bardzo
może to nie jest San Paolo.
Paola, Paola, tak, tak, Paola jest
Kuba. Kuba, na Kubie Paola.
Tak. Ja w każdym razie ją jeszcze będę pytała o to.
Bardzo pani dziękujemy.
Proszę bardzo.
Halo?
Tak?
Ja panów na chwileczkę muszę przeprosić. Owszem, ja się zapytam.
Dobrze,
oczywiście
dobrze,
przy panach, ale w tej chwili zdaje się, że pani Basia nam łączy Amerykę, więc musimy przerwać na chwileczkę,
dobra,
dobrze?
Dobra, dobra, dobra,
proszę, proszę na kanał Baszkę.
Dobrze. Dziękuję, pan Hemingway na linii.
Halo, proszę mówić.
Dobrze.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Mr. Hemingway. Hello. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
It's Mr. Ernest Hemingway. Hello?
To jest pan Hemingway, proszę pana.
Tak. Hello, I am speaking from the Polish radio in Warsaw. I beg your pardon for interrupting your occupations, but we would like very much if you are so kind to answer us a few questions for our listeners.
The man on the other end doesn't hear what I say, I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Właśnie, proszę mówić.
Hello? You hear me well?
I hear you.
Well, I'm speaking from the Polish radio in Warsaw. We would like very much you to answer a few questions for our listeners.
I'm sorry, I don't talk on the radio.
It's on the telephone.
I do not talk on the radio. Hello?
Hello, but we would like very much if you could tell us what have you been doing just at this moment when we called?
Eating lunch. Eating lunch. Hello?
Yes, and what you will be doing when after this telephone call?
Oh, I will return to work.
You will return to work. So I beg your pardon very much that we interrupted your work. But you know, for our listeners, it would be such a big occasion to hear your voice because they know you only from your books, which are so famous in Poland, too. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Odbierze chętnie, tak?
Nie.
Co powiedział?
Nie powiem, że precyzy. Nie mówię przez radio, Wolino. Hello?
No i... Proszę mówić dalej.
Hello?
Hello?
I beg your pardon, our conversation was interrupted, but I wanted to tell only that it would be such a big occasion for our listeners in Poland to hear your own voice on the telephone, because they know you only from your famous books, which are being in Poland read by everyone.
I'm very glad of that. I'm very happy about that.
It's a big occasion for us to speak with you. I wanted to ask you, have you, between your friends and acquaintances, have you perhaps anybody who is of Polish nationality?
Here in Havana at this moment, no.
But in general?
No. The last time I saw Polish friends of mine was when I crossed to on the Judge Yellow.
Yes. What, if you could tell us what you are now preparing, what you are doing, what new, which book you are writing? Could you tell us a few words about your plans for the future?
I'm writing now quite a long novel. I'm in the last and most difficult part of it.
Yes, and could you tell something about the subject of this novel? What it will be about?
While I'm writing it, I think it's bad luck, and it's also the same as in the army. You do not talk about what you're going to do before you do it.
Yes, I beg your pardon. I was being perhaps a bit indiscreet.
Hello?
But you'll forgive me for this indiscreet question. I wanted to ask you, you know what is knowing now the old man, the hero of your book, The Old Man and the Sea, which is so famous in Poland?
Oh, he's fishing.
He's fishing all the time?
Yes. I saw him the other day.
Yes? You are seeing him?
No, he's made up. He's made up of several old men, you know. He's not one person. Yes. He's invented from several fishermen.
All your books have been edited in Poland. Would you like one day to come to Poland?
Yes, I would like very much to come to Poland.
Could you describe in a few words your house, where you are living now?
Well, it's a house out in the country, about 12 miles outside of Havana, and it's up on the top of a hill. It has a bedroom and a living room, a dining room, and another bedroom. And I work in one of the bedrooms, and I get up early in the morning and work until about 2 o'clock. And then sometimes, like this afternoon, I'm going back and work again.
Yes. You will go hunting again, because I know that it's your favorite occupation outside your work, naturally.
Yes, I want to go hunting as soon as I get through with this book. I'm now going out from here, out west.
Yes.
And I just say, because it's been very hot here all summer.
Yes.
I am going out there. My wife has been ill, and I want to go out there up in the hills for a while, and I'll work there and finish the book there.
Yes.
And then I'd like to go to Africa.
To Africa?
Yeah.
Could you tell us one thing more also? You're writing always by hand or on a machine, on a typewriter?
I write by hand.
By hand?
Yes, I write by hand, and then afterwards I copy it over on a typewriter.
And if you would also say us what you are smoking always, a pipe or a cigarette?
What do I smoke?
Yes.
I don't smoke anymore.
Anymore?
No.
Oh, it's interesting to hear. And what is your preferred drink?
I drink, yes.
But what is your preferred drink?
What does my wife drink?
No.
Favorite.
No. What is your preferred drink? What do you prefer? Whiskey or gin or...
Oh, well, I drink a little whiskey in the evening.
Yes. And could you tell us how it is now in Cuba? It's a good weather.
We've had very, very hot weather.
Yes.
And right now we have 2 hurricanes, but neither of them going to hit Cuba. One is, they're both going north toward the United States. We
yes.
had 9 tropical storms this year, but none of them have hit Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Which writers are of most interest to you?
Which are the most important to read now?
No, which writers are of most are the most interesting for you?
Right now?
Yes.
Well, I'm not reading any right now because I'm working.
Yes, but for instance, during the several years which have passed now, which writer do you place in the first place, in your opinion?
Yeah, that's very hard to say, just like this over the telephone.
But which writer do you like?
Well, I don't know. There's nobody writing very well now.
Yes.
No. No, right now I don't think that anybody's writing very well. Mm-hmm.
And could you tell, for instance, which European writer is most popular in the States?
Well, In the States, the European writers?
Yes, but which European writer is popular in the States, in your opinion?
Oh, I don't know. In the States, they read anything.
They read anything. And do you know, do you have read any Polish writer?
Some is good.
What?
They read the last thing that someone tells them is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't tell them.
But could you tell us, have you read in your lifetime a Polish writer?
I've read Polish writers, yes.
Could you name any name?
Of course.
If you will be so kind.
Conrad is the Polish writer, although he wrote in English, that we know best. Mm-hmm. So first I read Sienkiewicz.
Sienkiewicz, yes. We would like to know whether, in your opinion,
yes,
an adaptation of a book is for a theatrical or for the stage or for the radio, it is, in your opinion, a good thing or not? Because yesterday we had in our radio an adaptation of your book, For Whom the Bell Tolls, in our radio.
Well, I hope it was well done. If it was well done, I said, very good.
Yes, and in general, do you think that it can be done?
I think it can very well.
You think that it can very well? We are very glad to hear it. Could you tell us, it is really the last question, do you have any hobbies?
Oh, working, reading, fishing, hunting. I think that's all.
Yes, and so we would like to thank you very much for this conversation, which was very, very interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry that I can't be better on the phone. You see, I don't hear too well.
Yes, we understand it. But if you would like, for the end of our conversations, tell personally from you a few words for the Polish listeners.
Thank you much for reading my book.
Yes.
I find them interesting, and I wish them all good luck.
So thank you very much for this.
Thank you very much, sir.
So goodbye.
Goodbye, and thank you.